We're recording. I didn't start then. Listen, welcome to Back to the Gray Area. This is season two. If you have a chance and you have not listened to season one, go and listen to season one. Pick an episode out. I hope you enjoy it. Pick a couple episodes out. And listen, we are now in season two. So I want to apologize to everybody who saw the flyer for it coming out September 20th. I ran into some little difficulties, but I'm still pressing forward to keep this thing going. This season is definitely going to be different. I have some help. So I have a co-host. Everybody say hi, Coco.
Hi, y'all.
So she's going to be with me for pretty much every episode. But there will be some guests coming. We're still going to do that. Interview some people. I don't like to call it interviews, but that's her phone. See, you're fired. You're already starting. We're going to have some guests on. She'll be a part of it. We're still going to do that and keep going. So, but with this, I'm hoping that everything isn't so structured to just that person, because I do want to have just some regular conversations, gray area conversations. Me and Coco have a lot of those conversations
all the time.
So I'm excited to have her on. I hope you guys enjoy her. I'm looking for the feedback. So you can, if you're going to, give any feedback on the episodes, you can go do so on Anchor. You can also do so on the Facebook page, and you can do so on the Instagram page. And just let us know what you think. Let us know how you're doing. I'm also trying to get into the whole live thing. So there's a Patreon that I'm trying to develop to where you guys can watch this as it's going on, as well as like when I put it on like Instagram Live and stuff like that. So I'm actually trying to get that thing to go now, but it doesn't seem like it's working. So whatever. We'll see what happens. But anyway, Coco, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast.
Hey. So I'm a fan of the show.
Okay.
And we kind of just met. I kind of met Drew. And he was like, "Hey, I got a podcast." And I was like, "Yo, I listen to podcasts all the time. I drive around a lot for work." So I'm like, "What's your podcast?" He's like, "The Gray Area." I can't remember the episode, but I believe it was you and your brother talking trash about Drake.
Yeah.
And I'm...
No, big facts.
I felt so disrespected in that moment. I immediately text him. First of all...
You text Drake?
First, I would text Drake. Don't make me raise my voice.
Oh, wait. You were saying you text me.
I did text you. Okay. I'm like, y'all disrespectful. Yeah. But,
He's not top... Like, he's... Like, rappers of history... Come on now. Not top 10.
My husband doesn't have to be top 10. It is what it is. I mean... You got the singing, the rapping, and the acting.
The emotional unstableness.
It doesn't matter what's wrong with my husband. I feel like we all have shortcomings. I feel like you should respect that those are his shortcomings.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you. Talk about my husband.
So there you have it. She became an interested listener because I was talking about her alleged husband. By the way, Drake's new album, I hate the name, Certified Lover Boy. It's a weird name, but the album was fire. I'll give him that. Also, Coco is going to do, so I'm not really into the celebrity gossip, as much, but I kind of wait. I want you guys to give me some feedback. I want to make this podcast relevant to today and what's going on. So there will be segments in this where she gives you like a little bit of celebrity gossip. Speaking of celebrity gossip, I just found out that Rihanna's worth $1.7 billion off of Fenty, whatever it's called.
My face right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, man, she's come a long way and people are still saying, "Rihanna, where's the music?" But Rihanna don't have to make another album.
And then she's not even the CEO. She owns like 50% of it. But she's worth $1.7 billion. Like, she was only worth, I want to say, 300. They said she was worth $300 million mm-hmm. before this whole ordeal. And so within like the last 3-4 years, you skyrocketed. Yeah, that much.
It's a Pisces thing. So
I'm sorry, what?
Big ups to Rihanna, you know. Shout out to the Pisces out there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. I don't really get into the astrology crap.
I rep my teams.
I just feel like it's bigger than what it actually is, because I'm sure there are people who have been together, married, and all these things who are technically astrology wise not compatible.
That's fair to say. You know.
Because why else do we even talk about this?
Well, a lot of the characteristics of Pisces, it fits me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you read, like, the gist of something, and you're like, this is me. It's me. I can only talk about my experience. So, if that's not you and you're not into it, it's not something you're going to be able to relate to. So, I'm just going to leave it there, because I'm not going to jump off into a tangent about that, because, you know, we can go on and on. But
so, somebody put up a post a couple of days ago where now astrology has changed its dates.
Really?
Yeah. So now technically I wouldn't be considered a Scorpio. I would be a Libra, which I can't stand.
I like Libras.
Something wrong with them.
I think personally, okay, so as a Pisces, I actually get along with everybody. I'm just wishy-washy.
Okay.
So it's not
Pisces are controlling, from what I hear.
I may have a problem.
You may have a problem.
It's small.
You know, in order for you to get the help you need, you have to just admit it.
Okay.
So if you guys hear beads or somebody talking, that is my daughter. She's in the back room. Yeah. Just wanted to put that out there. It's all love over here, though. We're still doing this thing. But yeah, you were saying what?
So I'm just saying, I get along with everybody. I don't, you know how they say, like, oh, you know, you don't mesh well with this sign or that sign. Like, I, for the longest, did not like Aries because I'm like, they're annoying, they're mean, blah, blah, blah. But I have, like, really good friends who are Aries now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they're great people. So, I mean, again, people are people, and you have to leave it to that. However, I do fit the characteristics of most Pisces, according to what it says.
I read mines.
Why? Why would you do such a thing?
Because I was bored. I'll tell you what, I didn't really get into it until I had a daughter.
Okay, right? What's her sign?
She's Cancer, technically.
Oh, they're so emotional.
So emotional, controlling. Now, they're controlling.
Very. I did have Cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. but, like, some things I agree with, some things I don't. Some things I'm like, that just sounds like a very undeveloped man.
The Cancer?
No, Scorpios.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know how, like, certain zodiac signs have their own stereotypes, so it's like that supersedes anything else you can say. So people are like, Scorpios are very sexual. So you're like, Scorpios are sexual. That's that.
So you feel like the stigmatism of them has become the narrative of them.
Pretty much. Like, for example, like Pisces, emotionally sensitive, gracious, and emotionally aware.
See, this is what I need. I need this. I need you to be looking stuff up. That's good stuff right there. We're making progress, y'all.
Well, I'm a Googleaholic. And I'm one of those people who, once you start Googling stuff, you kind of go down like a whole rabbit hole, and the next thing you know, it's been 2 hours. It was like, I feel like Google was the first TikTok.
Funny thing is, in my head, I was literally thinking, if we're talking about scrolling for 2 hours, TikTok got me beat.
Bruh.
Because, like, it'll be times, like, where I wake up too early for work, and I'll be laying there, like, well, I'm not about to get up and do anything, and find myself scrolling on TikTok. First of all, people are very creative. They literally have my stomach in knots. And sometimes. Like,
why am I laughing this loud at 5:30 a.m.?
Yeah, no, facts. Facts. My whole lunch sometimes is taking care. And I'll be making all kind of plans. I'm going to go work out on my lunch break. Know where the gym is at. Know how to get there. Get a good 35, 45 minute lunch in, you know. And I'll do something. Somebody will send me something stupid, and that'll just take the link to the app, and then you just start scrolling. And then before I know it, 35, 45 minutes went by, and I've been on TikTok the whole time. I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah. That's me in the morning on YouTube. Like,
YouTube is bad, too.
Man, I'll do, like, mini biographies about people or small documentaries. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I'm down this rabbit hole, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm late for work, where I was like, I had plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm up at 5.
Social media is a different animal today.
That's why I will not get TikTok. I will receive whatever anyone sends me, but I refuse to get TikTok. Like, I can't. It's
you don't scroll like that on Instagram?
Yeah, I do. And that's why I refuse to engage in TikTok. Like, I feel like that's going to take it to a whole nother level. It's like, once I get bored on, like, remember when we had, like, a real big thing between Facebook and Instagram? And we would be on Facebook scrolling the app, like, let's see what's happening on the gram. And then, like, I don't want to say, now what's happening on,
you know, TikTok. This whole thing with new social media, like, when social media started with us, with MySpace, all that other stuff, AIM. Some of y'all don't even know what AIM is. speaking my age now. you know, all of this sending of profiles and content wasn't there. That's probably why today, yeah, you can make it as a millionaire on Instagram, Facebook, just talking your stuff.
I'm going to save this. Like, I listen to one YouTuber, and he always said, but that's a whole nother episode. But literally, that's a whole nother episode, because artists have so much control now, even in the music industry,
yeah,
where they're not being told what their singles are. They're able to just launch their own singles.
Mm.
And then you can just become, like, internet famous. You don't even have to do too much of nothing.
You
don't.
They'll pay you to come here. They'll pay you to come there. And you ain't got no sign with nobody. You ain't got nothing, no paperwork on nothing.
I gotta find the lady's name, but it's like this. They used her face, her reaction in so many memes, but she was like, corporate America. She worked in a bank, and her image had become so popular that they're like, you have to decide whether you're going to continue that way or you're going to stay in the professional field. Like, you can't do this and do that. And she's like, only famous off of one facial expression. Doing like,
if I could get famous for my facial expressions, because I'd be giving them.
Yeah, I can control what I say, but my face be reading all my thoughts.
Yeah, no, facts. Facts. Most black people should get paid for their facial expressions.
Because I'd be like, no, I'm fine. And my face look like, I will smack the cowboy piss out of you right now. And I'd be like, no, we're great. Everything is great.
I thought about when Madea said, I'm going to smack you pissy.
Hate Madea.
Why you hate Madea? Are you into that whole thing of black men wearing dresses? Nope. Okay.
It is the stereotype of the angry black woman that pisses me off. And you know how I feel. That's a lot of y'all angry though. I'm not. That can definitely be a whole nother episode.
No.
Like, that's like a post up, Drew. Like, I'm not angry, but I'll fight you.
There's memes created. It's become a whole fad of being toxic that women like and men like. My girl toxic. I'm gonna post about it. She.
What Cardi say?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta argue with him because the nigga love a toxic bitch.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she did.
I didn't hear that.
I'm a fan. I love Cardi. However. Cardi was definitely talking about slap it.
Like, why? Why? I told her, like, look, for everybody out there who has a kid, it's hard to be great. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you give instructions, and then if you have a kid like mine, she literally looks at you like, I don't care nothing about what you talking about, bro. I got a nana out here. Somebody get with you. You get with me right here, but they gonna get with you later. Am I wrong?
I'm sorry. I just looked away. My mother made it abundantly clear. My grandma don't pay no bills over here, bruh.
Like,
I used to get scared because call my, they don't call nobody.
She don't pay not a bill. Not a bill. But yeah, you know, it's become a fad being angry and black, I think. But the flip side to it is, I think a lot of people misconstrue it with being strong.
Absolutely.
A lot of women are like, a lot of these dudes, they don't want no strong man or no strong women. And some of them are like, no, it's just something wrong with you. There's something wrong with the black dudes too. But, you know, I've dealt with
We've
that.
We've had that conversation too. I'm so serious. Like, we talk about like literally everything. Like, yeah. So like, just, I'm trying to nicely put this so that it doesn't spawn into a thing, but like,
it's gonna spawn into
a
thing.
I know it is,
for sure.
The angry black woman. First of all, I definitely agree with what you're saying. It's like people saying, you are ambitious, and it's like you're anxious. Like, you're doing too much. It's like, this is anxiety, or like, why are you doing all this? And it's like, this is like, somebody is always trying to diagnose you with something or turn it into a thing. Like,
yeah, that's like definitely
being
today.
Confident is being can be viewed to someone as cocky. It's kind of like the whole 6 and 9 effect. Like, depending on what side of it you're standing on, that's what you're going to perceive it as.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I also am not. Y'all know, I have like a bunch of unpopular things that I
unpopular say. Opinions. So that seems to be a fad. Everybody's doing that. Hold on one sec, guys. Just got to do something. Just got that door
closed. Tell her to do one thing.
Don't do the other. But yeah, everybody seems to have the unpopular opinion now. So I think we have a lot of unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
What's one? Let's do one for right now. An unpopular opinion. So this is not scripted, you guys. This is really just opening up the podcast and getting back into it, giving you guys something to listen to. Please stay tuned. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Let me know if you like me, if you don't like me, and that's fine. Go listen to another podcast. What's an unpopular opinion?
I don't believe in black girl magic. I do not believe in black girl magic.
Oh. Mm-mm. What is black girl magic? That thing between their legs. Is that what it is?
That is definitely not black girl magic.
Oh, I thought that's what they would be talking about. Anytime they be talking about black, it's always because it's always really connected to sex.
No.
What's black girl magic?
I'm going to Google it for you because I'm so appalled that your face is just like, no, I'm not. I'm trying not to be offensive. Like, you had to, like, I'm not trying to be offensive.
I wasn't. I was just saying.
I know. Like, I just wanted to let you know that it has nothing to do with.
Almost like
vagina.
Okay. So, black girl magic. There's a lot of black terms that I don't necessarily agree with.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You hear me on the ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, black girl magic is a movement that was popularized by Kushan, I want to say, Thompson in 2013. The concept was born as a way to celebrate the beauty, power, and resilience of black women. Let me just say, ain't nothing about this a mystery. There's no magic. My resilience isn't magic. You know what I'm saying? Like,
which magic is science that people can't figure out. I heard that in Thor this morning.
That's fine. So I was gonna say, whatever Disney Marvel that you pulled that out,
it's unexplained science.
What the heck is unexplained about me having to?
I'm talking about magic, okay, not black girl. Man, I'm just talking about magic
because I'm saying me being forced to persevere in spite of that. How's that mythical? There's nothing mythical or magical about that.
Because now if you're black, anything you do has to be put on a platform of black. Like, the other unpopular opinion that I have, I don't agree with the concept or the quote unquote phrase black excellence.
Ugh, high five. Like,
I just don't. I think if it's excellent, it's excellent. Look, we want to do all this talking about equality and all these other things, how are we supposed to ever be in the conversation if we want to narrate everything we do that somebody else can do, but because we're black, now it's a black thing? We had the conversation when Black History Month, February, it was up. At my job, they had this board. They had a... You don't have to do all of that. They had this board with Black Excellence. And they had John Lewis. Mm-hmm. And right next to him, they had Pop Smoke. I will never forget this. Like, it took me for a loop so hard. Because I was like, they're not even in the same category.
But do you know why they did that at your job?
There's a lot of niggas.
Sorry. Yes, because you're about to recognize one and not the other. It was like, let me give you a face.
Because here, the only thing I could think is, they had John Lewis first, right? Which... if you talk to the average black person, honestly, they don't even know who he is. So they had him first, but I think they had him up because he had just died. He had just passed. R.P. John Lewis. He had just passed. And I think this is what I'm hoping they were doing. John Lewis paved the way so that Pop Smoke could be who he was. That's what I'm hoping. But I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't, because I'm still trying to. It's a no.
Yeah. They're not even in the same category. Mm-hmm. You would have did better by putting Jay-Z there. The only reason I say you'd have did better by putting Jay-Z there is because Jay-Z does things to influence black culture. Maybe not in a lot of things, maybe not in a lot of ways that some would agree with or don't agree with. However,
okay, I was giving you the
however, side eye, honey. Because if you listen to some of his music, he drops gems. He drops lessons. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not out here talking about selling the dough, selling the bag.
That's not his life no more.
It's not his life no more. But mm-hmm. we saw progression. Right. And even when it was, if you listen to his song, I Gotta Let the Song Cry, he exposes himself in a way that says, I'm messed up. I messed up. How many songs are we hearing that today? And that was young Jay-Z. We didn't hear songs like that. We even heard the songs about him. Now, I don't really want to talk about Jay-Z all like that, because there are some parts where I'm like, is this nigga Illuminati or not? I don't know. I've heard some other stuff about that. I don't be in his inner circle, so I don't know. What I will say is, whether you believe in that or not, you can take from what he says and build on it. Buying art. I don't know nothing about that, but he talks about buying art. He talks about investments. He talks about the things, you know, and he does it in a flashy way. But when we look at Jay-Z, it's like, yeah, he's the sad part about it is a lot of black people know him as the only black billionaire in our culture.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but you gotta catch it. Cause even Beyonce, she says little stuff. Like, if you ain't paying attention, You just, you know what I'm saying? You just singing it for the rhyme. When she's saying, pay me in equity.
Yeah.
You don't know what equity is.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
come on. Oh, yeah. Give me that.
Like, right.
But see, that's the thing. They're speaking in a language that we should want to adhere to. But because we have the baby, little baby, somebody else's baby. And then we got Lil Yachty. How many little is it out here?
It's too many.
It's a lot of little. Like, I thought it was just only going to be Lil Bow Wow and Lil Romeo.
And then it's Brandy, little brother. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
We just got everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody little.
So I'm in the car today, and I'm like talking to my client, whatever, young girl. She 11. She say, what you doing this weekend? I told her I'm going to this concert or whatever. She say, you should go see Lil Durk. I'm like.
Lil Durk. Lil Durk.
I said, name a little Durk song and rap it for me. And I don't think that I was really ready for the response.
She did it too, didn't she?
She did.
She did it.
I don't know.
But if you ask these people who Marcus Garvey was.
I don't want to, you know.
The real, and even the real concept of Malcolm X. I don't care nothing about that. The real concept of Malcolm X, like. You people want to say, like the whole thing that went before when they were saying, I'm Malcolm, not Martin. What you don't realize is when he came back from Mecca, he was a totally different Malcolm. Mm-hmm. Have you all watched the Malcolm X? Y'all just like to say it because he was a mogul in the black community, and he was a mogul when he was respected because he revolted against the white people. But what about when he came back and he lost representation from the black community because he was all love? We don't want to talk about that.
No, because it doesn't fit. It's one of those things where, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. You know what I'm saying? I need you to look like this, act like this, be like this.
Yeah.
Because remember, it was like a non-realistic rival between him and Martin Luther King. So now if you on the same thing that he on, and we was with you because mm-hmm. we was against what he on,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
even in that, he stood for something. Even before Mecca, he stood mm-hmm. for something. You know, whether it was, you know, just the concept. I mean, he took religion, which was the Muslim culture, and used it to promote for black people. Today, we have nothing that, I mean, outside of people asking, like, where's the church at and all this other stuff, and Hebrew Israelites and all these cult-based religions that are for, quote-unquote, black promotion. But they stand on it in the same way that slavery was built in. Y'all want them to see so bad, which I was having a conversation with somebody at work. I said the biggest issue in the black community is an identity crisis. Y'all want to show the white people so much that you guys are inferior to us. You're proving everything to them and nothing to your people.
Wait a minute. I kind of beg to differ.
What you mean?
Black is popular.
It's popular, but am I so busy? Am I so busy to go buy a bin so they can see it?
Okay, look, Kanye from back in the day. What I'm saying is, like, no, for real. You know, that's my song. But come on, Kanye. No, but like, literally, like, they look at us and we are this weird example. Like, I can't even think of the name of the show. It was on Netflix. It's by the same guy who makes Blackish, Grownish, Mrs.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, how many different words we have to, as black folks, to address how we dress. Swag. Remember back in the days, be tight, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't use slang, y'all. And Drew told me I'm not allowed to use my phone voice. I have to use my regular voice.
Over there talking like you. Siri. Hello. Nobody got time for that.
But like, they look at us to set the example, but that has always been, but that we not gonna get the credit. Think about it.
We own everything in music and don't own music.
Remember when pop music was popular? Now look, just like they said, my girl was saying on her YouTube video the other day, she like, everybody likes, they like Megan Thee Stallion's music, but they never gonna let her twerk on a commercial.
I just heard one of those twerking songs for Popeyes.
Exactly. But you will hear it, but you ain't. They like, I'll listen to your music, Meg, and I'll buy a lace front, Meg, and I'ma tan my skin and I'ma pump my lips and I'ma get these butt injections, Meg. But you can't twerk on this. You can't twerk on this Popeyes. Don't twerk on the chicken pop. Don't twerk on the chicken.
Is that something we actually want?
I don't know.
Showing black women twerking on commercials?
No. I'm not going to jump on that right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you...
think about it. Like, Miley back in... the, like, remember when Miley went black?
Miley, something wrong with her. Ain't that blackfishing? What's she doing?
No, that's not blackfishing.
Oh.
Blackfishing is when you present physically as black to gain followers and then you're really not black. Or to gain popularity, you look the part. But she ain't black.
Ain't that what she did, though?
No, that's not what Miley did. Miley had them chicken cutlets twerking on Robin Thicke. That's what Miley did. You know, I'm sorry, y'all. So my dirty little secret is I love celebrity gossip. I be like, money don't fix it.
She be telling me stuff. I be like, I don't know what's going on. I don't have time. Look, if it don't have nothing to do with somebody died, and even in that, like, I found out late, like, I was listening to him, but I found out that Mo 3 died, and they were like, you know, he dead. I was like, really? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boosie got shot. You don't know, you know all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only reason I hear about celebrity gossip is through podcasts. Honestly.
Really?
Honestly, real talk.
Look, my favorite YouTuber.
If it don't pop up on Google,
she be having it all together.
Who is she again?
Lovely T. Like, Lovely T.
What was that you had me listening to? You had me listening to something.
I respect her.
And who was it? Was it about Dwayne Wade?
No. What's his name? Oh my God. Y'all about to like, don't make fun of me when y'all realize I'm talking about Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant. Legacy. Yeah. RP to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kobe Bryant.
She broke down. She had magazine articles. She was like, I'm bringing y'all this old school tea. And she broke down how him and Vanessa got together, how she was underage, how all that happened. Because people are, you know, just now acting like these underage relationships are new.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Hollywood, rich people, this is all old.
This is old.
I mean, Elvis. How old was Elvis' wife again? Right. We ain't going to talk about it. I ain't going to go there.
I don't know how old Elvis' wife was. But I did just find out something at work a couple weeks ago that Steve Harvey married his cousin's ex-wife.
I mean,
Marjorie's gorgeous. So...
I said I thought Marjorie or something
it's
like
Marjorie,
that.
Yeah.
Marjorie. Uh-huh. I thought you said Margaret. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Marjorie.
Yeah, I heard he married his ex-wife his cousin's ex-wife because his cousin went to jail for like life or something like that. And he was like, let me swoop on in here. Get that.
You talking about Lori Harvey's mother?
Yeah. Yep.
You know. I was like, I know all the tea about Lori Harvey. Lift my lid on my tea, honey.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, this all kind of makes sense. I guess it kind of all lined up then. Apple don't fall too far from the tree kind of situation.
What do you mean?
What don't you know about Lori Harvey?
Nothing.
Okay, that's cool. Nope.
What do you mean?
Lori Harvey, you know, I don't feel bad that Lori Harvey did, you know, she got around a bit. You know, she was around a bit in multiple circles. You know, she was with Diddy and Diddy's son. Some of you
Lori. Oh, Lori. Lori
Harvey.
Yeah, Lori
Harvey. You know, yeah.
Now she's with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Seemed like that's one going to last.
Yeah, this one, she got up there. You know, she got up there before I did.
So which one is it? Is it Michael B. Jordan or Drake?
I mean, look.
Now you're cheating.
Don't worry about what I do in my love life.
Now you're cheating.
I'm sorry, but you know, I feel so bad for Killmonger, but I mean, let's be real. It was such a deep, he played that character, and the fact that he had to go through the whole cycle of therapy afterwards, like the whole thing was deep. I think
first of all, can we dive back into that conversation we had about Black Panther? Listen here, if you were black and you watched Black Panther and didn't get anything from it, or chose not to watch it, specifically because you like, I don't get into the... Listen, you missed out on so much. Just watching... Actually, the concept, the plot, the conversations, everything that happened in the movie did more for me than the action scenes, than the whole he's Black Panther. Just what they talked about. I went to see the movie four times in the movie theater. Like I
ain't pay for that.
I did. R.I.P.
Man, I cried. I can't.
Because he died like right after Kobe, too.
Man.
That was a rough couple.
That
was a rough couple weeks.
Man.
That was rough.
Man.
I didn't like it.
What a great actor. Talk about not putting your personal stuff out there. Like,
yeah.
You maintained your character. You never lost focus on what your job was. You never let anything interfere with what you had to get done. Man, RIP Chadwick Boseman, man.
He showed discipline and pushed through. And he was dealing with cancer. Some of us, you know, lights get cut off and it's over with.
Bruh, some of us are over here struggling with M&Ms. You know, we don't have no official sponsor, but these brownie M&Ms.
But it'd be over. It'd be over with. And it was just sad to say, you saw who he was when he died. You figured out who he was because everybody came forward who knew and was like, if y'all only knew that this dude was on set right after chemo, right after this, right after that, He was going through this, and we found out late. He was so stuck on, I got something I got to finish. This can't take me out before this is done.
I'm not even going to get weird on that. I'm just saying, like, what a legacy to leave behind, regardless if we didn't know exactly who he was, you know, because, again, you know, what is it, your IMBD? Mm-hmm. That, like, that's his resume. And, you know, yeah. we're like, we didn't even know who he was, yeah. was. You know, it's the man behind the actor. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We got to see who he was.
Yeah.
After he passed, and like just to know the type of person he was, his character, his integrity, it was just like, wow, I'm sad I never yeah. got to shake this man's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
sad to say, for black men, it's not enough men who live like that. They're mm-hmm. not living for what happens after they're gone. They live for what they can just do today yeah. and all of that. And I think, you know, just to move into another part, is that's what's missing with our boys, with our sons, with our daughters. Man. None of the men, not none of them. There are a lot of them out here. Some of them were on last season's podcast. If you want to take a stroll down memory lane, go listen to that. You can. But most of these men today, and one, because they weren't taught, they were never shown. They never had the privilege. I always tell people all the time, I have had the privilege of being able to be around amazing, extraordinary men. And with that, I'm just going to be real. I always contradict myself in a lot of decisions because, one, I know better. Two, I've seen better. But at the same time, with that, it allows me to understand how I'm supposed to go about something. And if I put my head first on it, because I've seen what it looks like, I get the possibility. Right now, like, it's not big, but you can Google me. So if somebody ever wanted to know who my daughter's daddy was, and they never got a chance to talk to her, they could look me up. And then they could see the possibilities of good that I did. Maybe that's not much to anybody, but mainly, like, for me, this podcast was built to really help change the narrative and help with some of the conversations, some of the issues that we're having in the black culture. So I take a lot of, I guess, pride in that, because I want to do something that helps. And at the end of the day, I want somebody to see me as a person who was positive, who was teaching, which is how I think we saw Chadwick. It was bigger than Black Panther. It was bigger than any of the movies he did, because what we did was we saw a person who didn't let the fame, you know, change his lane. It didn't change.
He was him.
And so before the money, he was always strong willed. Before the money, he had structure. Before the money, said he was going to do something, he stuck with it. Right now, we have too many people who, and we have too many people who say they're going to do something and don't follow through.
Okay, so that comes with that 24-hour mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people feel like, you know, I got today. I'm living for today.
Yep.
You're so focused on living for today. You ain't set up for tomorrow. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You ain't thought, like, about tomorrow. Not realizing people dying today ain't never died before.
Shut up.
That's real. I was just saying, look, you wake up in the morning, you leave. You know what I'm saying? God, I wasn't supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Right. You wake up in the morning thinking today is going to be the exact same. Absolutely. When there's that 1% chance.
Yeah, you know what? But I remember, you know, I can't remember verbatim this story.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember in elementary school, we learned this story about, like, about hibernation, and it was talking about the whatever animal didn't store up anything for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we are not teaching that enough in our community, because, again, going back to swag, fashion, etc., we're talking about looking good for today.
Yep.
We're not talking about the longevity of life. Like, look, I'm in my 30s, so, like, at this point, I've been working since I was 16. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a job, and it sounds so terrible. I haven't had a job that offers me 401k. Mm-hmm. I've also have never put money away for retirement. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm thinking about these things, I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, when you be like sitting back, like, dude, I'm not going to work tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
Forget work.
No, absolutely.
You know? You're like, I can't afford to retire. Like, what does that then look like? And you're sitting back thinking, like, my parents were examples of people who went to work every day. I grew up in a two-parent household where people got up every day. They went to work. If it was, you know, a car was down, they made it happen. They always made it happen. My parents mm-hmm. always made a way. And it was always food on the table. The lights were always on. Mm-hmm. The gas was always on. You know what I'm saying? We were never without. And then I sit back and be like, my parents ain't never talked to me about saving a dollar.
I called my parents one time and I said, you know what? You guys are wrong. It's about time I tell you guys this. I'm confronting you. You guys did bad. And they were like, what are you talking about? I was like, because you guys did okay with telling me about bills and all this other stuff. But you guys never told me about subscriptions. Now, mind you, I'm joking with them because subscriptions and stuff wasn't even here.
Subscriptions were just magazines. Yeah.
But you guys didn't tell me about having what it means to like pay the bill and, you know, have money left over. And I was joking with them at the same time because like you, I grew up in a house where whatever struggle they did go through,
it was quiet.
And they did what they had to do mm-hmm. to make sure we didn't feel it.
Dude, true story. I grew up in the burbs, you mm-hmm. know. I think you grew up in a nicer burb than I did. But
I grew up in the burbs, but the last part of my 10 years, I grew up in a decent burbs.
Whatever.
It was getting bad where we was at. My parents was like, we out. Somebody got robbed on the corner. I'll never forget it. Somebody got robbed on the corner. My brother can't hold water. It was like 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. Somebody got robbed on the corner, and me and my brother. First of all, I'm like ducking, like, oh, nigga, over there get robbed. Like, and here go my brother, just all up in the window, like, oh shoot. I'm like, if you don't
get down, bruh.
So like, then next morning, because I'm a thug first. I don't say nothing. I ain't see nothing. Whatever. Whatever. Here come my brother. I'm not gonna put his name out there because he was on the last podcast. he goes straight downstairs. Breakfast in the morning. We getting ready for school. Somebody got robbed last night.
Parents like, yeah, you. Guys,
yeah, parents was like, yeah. Oh no, we not doing this no more. And they got us up out of there. And we went on over about 20 minutes away. And
everywhere in Cleveland is 20 minutes away. So,
you know, yeah. I did a blog called 20 Minutes Up the Street.
Literally.
20 minutes up the street, you change the whole trajectory of how people live.
Absolutely.
But we were like, yeah.
Yeah, but
going back, yeah, they didn't let us see struggle like that.
Exactly. Like, so when
not to say they didn't.
Right. They just never let us see it. They weren't realistic. Like, people don't tell their kids about their failures.
So
like,
right.
Like I was saying, like, I remember I graduated high school, had the day off from work. I'm at home. And, you know, all I know is we always have. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So the lights go out. And I'm like, no, I don't think it was the lights. I think it was the internet and the cable. And I was confused. I was like, hey, I went downstairs. My grandmother lived with us. I was like, granny, like the cable and the internet, what's up? And she was like, let me call Keisha, you know. So she called my mom's. And
you put names out there, they're going to be looking.
Look, they look. My parents ain't that cool. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Y'all don't know me. So then,
right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know her real name. Yeah. Okay.
So then I'm like, I watch her call. And then, like, within a couple hours, mm-hmm. the bill was paid. But these were things that I found out that happens while I was in school. Mm-hmm. So anything happens,
yeah.
My parents are taking care of it before I got home. So I never knew anything. You know what I'm saying? I grew up, you know, my mom's making breakfast every morning.
Do you think that's a flaw for parents?
Absolutely. I feel like parents should apologize to their kids too. I don't have any children, but I'm gonna apologize to my kids when I'm wrong because.
So you think it's wrong to shield your kids from trial?
I feel like the lack of exposure to the fact that things do not go as planned mm-hmm. sets your kid up for that participation ribbon effect. And it's unrealistic.
It's
so unrealistic. These kids, people, I had, you know, unrealistic expectations of what adulthood looks like.
I think everybody did.
Yeah,
there's no blueprint to it. So with that being said, like there's no blueprint to parenthood. There's no blueprint to marriage. There's no blueprint to adulthood. Right now, I think being an adult is the most ghetto thing that I've ever done in life. Can't do anything about it now.
Dude, the rules change every day.
I'm trying to tell you.
I think I win it. I'm going to win tomorrow. But then life throws that curveball and it's like, bruh.
But then that goes back to a lot of the issues go back to what we were saying about Chadwick discipline. You know, some of the things we could avoid if we just stayed disciplined and, you know, muster the strength to just get through it. And half the time, if you think about it, you know how fast 3 months goes?
Too fast.
Do you know how much progress you could make in 3 months if you just stayed
the course? That's why it should have been water. You know, and I think about that often. It's like, I had a half a gallon to finish.
Mine didn't get poured into today. Tell you what, next podcast is water and water.
Yeah, water with water. I'm with it. I like water on water.
None of that other bull crap that you be putting in the water just to make it taste good.
First of all, how long have I been drinking a gallon of water by itself before you come for me in my Kevin Hart voice? Because first of all, I've been drinking a gallon of water for how long? 4 months. I'm like, oh my God. Since April.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing like almost a gallon a day at max.
But see, the reality of it is drinking a gallon for the first maybe week or two is cool. After that, as long as your body is hydrated, you don't have to do a whole gallon.
Fine. I just like my pee being clear. And I'm sorry that everybody... I don't know. I'm just going to be... I'm sorry. It makes me feel like I achieved big things. It does. I'm sorry.
Do you know it's not even supposed to be like clear? You're supposed to have some
color, yeah.
Yeah, some color to it.
Can I have my own wins? I feel like you putting too many rules. Don't be putting the facts out there, but then I have new rules. I would like... Clearness.
I'm being clear. I want you to be clear on what it is that you have to do concerning what you're doing.
Okay, I mean, I get it and I respect it. However, you know, my personal goals are my personal goals, and I am aware that's a overhydration kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I do the hydration test, I'm definitely hydrated, bro.
Did you know people can flood themselves with water? Like,
yeah, I'm aware you can drown by a teaspoon of water as well.
Huh?
Yeah, I like fun facts. Fun fact, I love random fun facts.
You can die by a teaspoon of water.
Yes.
Fun fact of the day. We might make that a segment. What's the fun fact of the day?
Oh, bro,
of the day. You can die by a teaspoon of water.
Yeah.
How is that?
So let's say that a teaspoon of water was like kind of dry drowning kind of situation. You ever heard of dry drowning?
Negative.
Okay. So like you can go swimming at like 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. go to sleep. There was water in your lungs. While you were asleep, while you drowned outside the pool, dry drowning.
That sounds like the worst. If drowning isn't bad,
I'm disappointed.
Because
your face.
That, like, first of all, if drowning isn't the most sugar honey iced tea way to die, I'm gonna try and limit it, my cousin.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, because. Some of them probably gonna get the flying up out of here. But if drowning isn't the most worst way of dying, you ever thought about dying and felt like you was drowning? Like, thought about drowning?
Have you ever held your breath too long and you'd be like, oh my God?
Yeah, I just kind of just open my mouth and let it go.
You do?
Yeah.
I'd be like, who does this?
No, I've literally, like, you ever watched a show where somebody was dying, like drowning, and was like trying to breathe? You never did
Man,
that?
I hate it. I hate it. I want to breathe for them.
Yeah. Like, so then you're trying to tell me, like, not only do I get out the pool, go to sleep, but my lungs are filled with water, but I'm still breathing naturally. And then somebody just decides to give me, what, a teaspoon of water for some strange reason?
Let me be clear. I've only heard this. It's kind of like that little quote. But I will look more into it and clarify later about the teaspoon of water. But I have heard this all my life.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Really?
Never. Ever.
Must not be a real black thing, huh?
No, cable was bad too. We had Adelphia. Still was hitting the.
Remember MTV Jam?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Cribs, man. the Cribs where didn't nobody own none of the Cribs that they were showing?
Man, remember the Yin Yang Twins episode when they owned nothing? They ain't know where nothing was in
remember,
the house.
You remember when Bow Wow said he was on the plane, on the private plane? And somebody saw him on the. Yeah.
My friend literally was about to fight Bow Wow and got fired from his job.
On a Millennium Tour?
No. He worked at the airport. He was like, oh, man, no, like, hey, let me, you know, like, man, can I take a picture with you?
Mm-hmm.
And Bow Wow started trying to dog him when he walked away, like, and he hurt him. But, you know, it was like, I want to show my girls look here, who boss. I
mean. Shamar. Shag Moss. We know you from Cleveland. We know how to
he's
find
like
you.
He's like Columbus or something?
Oh, yeah, this is Columbus.
Yeah, we're not going to claim him here.
Yeah.
No.
We got a lot of pride here.
I don't
here.
Know. Look, we do. We do.
So the three seed,
we're unattached.
Anywhere you go, the three C's of Ohio. Anywhere you go, when you say you from Cleveland, I was in Vegas in July, and they were like, "Where you from?" I was like, "I'm from Cleveland." Oh, don't mess with him. You already know. Don't mess with him. You know they bought it out there. I'm like, really?
That's
Yeah. It's on a lot of different platforms, like which has anything to do with poverty or, you know, ghetto living or anything. Cleveland ain't far from the top. It is not far from the top. It is not far from the top. What you mean? why are you doing that?
You know, I'll be in my little bubble sometimes. But you'd be like, we're not that bad. We're actually pretty good.
Oh, you sheltered poor little girl.
I grew up where there was rainbows, sunshines, glitter, unicorns. You know, it rains.
You know what I hate? Where I work and some of the worst come into where I work. And they be like, what up, y'all? I'll be like.
Oh, my God.
I'll be like.
I don't know. Ain't nothing about me hood, though. So, you know, I said it all the time. Ain't nothing about me hood.
You just got a streak about you.
I feel like when things are necessary.
It sounded like somebody farted in the other room. Is that what it sounded like? Nobody passed gas over here. It was definitely somebody else. I don't have neighbors. We are in a corporate office. Putting my business out there.
No, if you're in a corporate office, you still have neighbors in a corporate office. Yeah, I have neighbors.
Yeah, you do.
I have to tell my people, my clients, like, hey, you can't do that. I have neighbors. To be respectful.
I only normally say anything concerning neighbors when somebody slammed my door. I'm slamming my door, I got neighbors.
I don't like a lot of noise. I'm like 90 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're slamming doors. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Don't slam the door. Do not be too loud. Like, if I'm in my house and the kids are running past my apartment, I'm like opening the door like, hey, where's your mom?
So one thing I like about where my apartment is placed, I'm at the corner. So there's not too much you can do.
I wanted that balcony. I wanted
the. Yeah, but see, that's.
No one told me that this is where it is. They just said, that's the layout you like. Here's some keys.
Aww.
And they hand them to me. And then I was like, I got out the elevator. And I'm like, this is me with the paper. Where is? They got me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't go back and be like,
this location, is location, location.
But you say that. However, I have a great location. Although there's its negatives. There's a lot
now
of
do
positives.
The negatives outweigh the positive.
I hate that dog that lives on the other side. Like, I literally open my door and that dog, woo, 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 woo. It's not like Brian off of Family Guy. So I slam my door. I'm like, man, I hate that dude with the dog. I just wait for them to get on the elevator. I'd rather catch the next elevator and be late than be anywhere near that dog. It pisses me off. I get so mad about that dog. Like, I'm not going to talk about harming animals, but we're aware where this is going. I do not.
Do not be having PETA, whatever, coming over here talking about, we were told that you guys were talking about harming animals.
I'm not going to harm any animals.
No animals were harmed.
in the making of this podcast.
In the making of this podcast.
After. I'm like, afterwards, that dog bark again.
Yeah.
Because he's just loud. It's not, everybody know how it's Brian barks.
It's hard to have a dog in an apartment, though. But I be seeing them everywhere. I be seeing all kind of pit. Now, I be looking. I know that pit ain't on that lease.
I'm not. I'm just going to roll my eyes and keep sighing about the dogs. Like, I just, that's all I have. Okay. So I'm just that upset. I'm just going to. Yeah. No. I'm a reel it in, because this sounds like us just having a normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't say, like, we kind of low key had a plan. This is.
No, I think we did what we were supposed to for the episode one.
Okay,
we talked a little bit about season one, which shouts out to Pastor Edwin Moore. Shout out to Marquez Johnson. Shouts out to John Moore. Shouts out to Aaron McLeod. Shouts out to Candace. Shouts out to L.A. Bailey. Who else am I missing? Shouts out to John. The owners of You Jerk, I'll be coming to see you. Shouts out to you guys. Shouts out to my guy David Soto. If I missed you and you listen, please charge it to my head, not my heart. I appreciate everything that you guys did, all the nuggets that you guys dropped. I appreciate you guys for being on my podcast, for even giving me a chance to start something, and you guys being able to support it. It meant everything to me, and I do hope everybody who's listening even thinks that they want to come back on. Give me a shout out. Give me a call. I'd love to have you back on. Some of you guys are already scheduled to come back on, so be looking forward to that.
Oh my God, I feel like I get to shake hands with some greats, man.
Oh, that's yeah, so yeah, cool. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. So, wow. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to talk about that. I want people to get to know you a little bit, see how you talk. We already, you know. Yeah, so I think we did good. I think we got serious. I think we had some fun. I think we jumped around.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, this was just the pilot for season two. And I'm excited about it. Next time. Also, if you guys have things you guys want us to talk about, man, send it to me. We're going to, how we normally talk, which is finding something that sounds crazy, or talking about something that may have happened at work, or just out of the blue going into a conversation that will segment into another conversation. It'll get real deep real quick.
Yeah.
And that's normally how we talk, but I really wanted you guys to get to know my new co-host, Coco. I hope you guys enjoyed her. If you don't, that's your business. Go find another podcast. If you did, all the more shouts out to her. One day I'm sure you guys will get her information. But until then, I'm just happy to have her on. I'm honored to have her on. I think this is going to be a little bit easier for me, because she for the longest kept trying to get me to do this by myself. And I'm a person that likes to talk with people. I don't, you know, maybe someday I'll do something where I'm just talking to a camera. But if I had a blooper reel for every time I was sitting trying to do this podcast and talking to my camera and looked at it, I was like, oh, that sucks. Oh, this sucks. Then I re-listen to it. I'd be like, dude, that didn't even make sense. You didn't say that in your head. Why would you say it? It was a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm more of a conversationalist, and I'm also black, I guess, because I couldn't think of anything else
really?
To say. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. Look, you got anything you want to say to close it out?
Hey guys, thanks. Thanks Drew for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been running from this for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about it was, which kind of sucked, is my podcast didn't come out, and she kept hitting me with the so when is it coming out? So when is it coming out? So when is it coming out? And I kept using that as leverage. Like, whenever you get on, are you going to come on? You're going to have this conversation. Because right now, we've had too many conversations. Way too many conversations. Y'all, if I had a dollar for every conversation, I'd probably fill a tank of gas. If we put every conversation on. And they don't be no 10-minute conversations.
No, we have stayed up literally 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
having a conversation.
Literally crying laughing. Yep. We've picked apart movies.
Oh,
that's man.
That'll definitely be an episode where we pick apart a movie.
Unpopular opinion: we both do not understand acrimony. I feel like
this is how the conversations start. We talk about something, and then it turns into something so long. Acrimony. If you guys are watching, we are going to make that probably like a 30-minute segment where we just do something extra, and we're going to talk about acrimony. But for if you're a woman who agree with B. Henson's character, it's, you need to go get help. Okay, it's something wrong with you. All right, that is something wrong with you. All right, now the man, anyway. We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
But yeah, we didn't pick apart movies, picked apart conversations. Yeah. She does the gossip, and then I give my two cents on it, and then it goes somewhere else. And yeah, so
can I mention one little nugget? So
did you know Wendy's has a 50-piece nugget box?
Why would they do that? Remember when McDonald's had, like, was it a 50-piece?
Something like that.
Was it 100?
I just found out it's just $10. I'm going to get that. Don't for sure. That. No, I'm getting those. I'm getting them nuggets. Yeah. But yeah, you can give your nugget. When you said nugget, I thought about that.
I just feel like we shouldn't do things like that anymore. It's not healthy. Still buy it. Take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up.
Got you.
I mean, I want no parts. But if they give you barbecue sauce, Wendy's do got bomb barbecue sauce. I know we have no sponsor.
Oh,
Wendy's.
Definitely. See, that's what you're here. That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
Listen, if you guys are listening to this podcast and you're willing to promote it as well, we are looking for sponsors. We definitely want somebody to come in and have a part in this podcast, be part of the family. So if you would love to be a sponsor of the Gray Area Podcast, reach out to me. Get with me. We can get, you know, whatever your product is. One, if we agree with it, because there's some people out here with some stuff, and I'd be like, why would you sell that? I don't. To each his own. So if you have a product or a service of any kind that you would like to sponsor on this podcast, or that you would like to be made known, reach out to me via Instagram, Facebook, or through the Anchor Podcast, and we would love to sit down with you, you know, work out some things and get your product out there. So that would be great. Also, donations. If you guys want to donate, please do not hesitate to donate. All the proceeds and everything go right back into the business. Don't nothing go to my phone bill. Don't nothing go to my car or anything. I work a full-time job and I handle my business. So if you guys just want to donate because you enjoy the podcast and want to continue to see it grow, want to continue to see it progress, then please donate. If you guys want to also donate because there are some people who require money to come sit in on the podcast. There are some people I know, and when I say they are busy, they got this going on, they got that going on, you do have to pay for their time. Let me know. And if you want to donate, please donate. So that'll be that.
Turn in your offer. Send your offer.
Send your offering.
Send your offering.
Send your offering.
It's offering time.
Okay.
It's offering time.
That's how you're going to end them?
No, that's not. But, you know, but definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, don't forget, support is support. Because we supporting y'all. You know what I'm saying? We having the conversations that y'all want to hear. You know, we want to talk about it. Because if we don't know about it, we going to look up about it.
Yeah.
We definitely going to laugh about it. We going to talk about it.
My grandfather used to say, if I don't know it, it ain't worth knowing. That's that old people stuff, though.
You know, they have the encyclopedias. They knew.
Yeah.
They knew stuff.
No, facts. He also is the person that wake up, and we wake up and say good morning. He say good morning. Super stupid.
That's your granddad.
On that note, listen, I hope you guys enjoy just the free conversation we had today. I was very excited to do this. I'm so happy we were able to get this done. Do yourself a favor. Pay attention to the podcast pages. I'm looking to get this out every Tuesday or every Monday. Start your week off with something positive. And then also be looking out for the Patreon. For the most part, we will be recording on Fridays. And you guys will be able to sit in with us as we are live. You'll be able to do in comments. We'll be doing lives, and then we'll go from there. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you got to say, and we'll go from there. So it's your boy Drew and Coco.
Hey.
And we'll see you soon. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. This podcast will serve as a platform for all opinions, ideas, problems, and solutions. Feel free to individually acknowledge specific conversations, positions, problems, and ideas that pertain specifically to you, your family, your community, and more, as long as it's done with respect. I am your host, Drew, aka Drew Breeze, and I want to talk to you. This podcast, entitled The Gray Area, represents the conversations we have at the dinner table, the barbershop, the beauty salons, the trap house, the church, even on the personal phone conversations, and so much more. We can't get to the solution of a problem if we're never willing to have the conversation. This is The Gray Area.